Hello, this is the mini story for Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams. No sweet dreams for couple at bedtime. Sweet dreams means a good sleep. Good sleep or good sleeping. Did the couple have sweet dreams? No, they didn't have sweet dreams. Did they sleep well? No, they didn't sleep well. They didn't have sweet dreams. Did they have sweet dreams? Or did they sleep badly? Oh, they slept badly. They didn't have sweet dreams. Who didn't have sweet dreams? Oh, the couple. The couple didn't have sweet dreams. Did one man not have sweet dreams, or did two people not have sweet dreams? Two people, right? A couple, two people didn't have sweet dreams. A couple didn't have sweet dreams. When didn't they have sweet dreams? At bedtime. They didn't have sweet dreams at bedtime. Who didn't have sweet dreams at bedtime? The couple. The couple didn't have sweet dreams at bedtime. Did they sleep well, or did they sleep badly? They slept badly. Badly. They didn't have sweet dreams. What were the couple's names? Well, the man was named Fred, and the woman was named Susan. Fred and Susan were their names. Were their names Bill and Fred? No, their names weren't Bill and Fred. Their names were Susan and Fred. Fred and Susan. Were they a couple? Yes, they were. Fred and Susan were a couple. Were they together, Fred and Susan? Yes, they were a couple. They were together. Fred and Susan were a couple. They didn't sleep well at bedtime. They didn't have sweet dreams at bedtime. So, what did Susan do? Susan wrote a letter to Dr. Ellis. Who did Susan write? Susan wrote Dr. Ellis. Did Susan write to Dr. Phil, or did Susan write to Dr. Ellis? Susan wrote to Dr. Ellis. Why did Susan write to Dr. Ellis? Well, because Susan and Fred had a problem. Did they have a problem at work? No, they didn't have a problem at work. They had a problem with sleep. Who had a problem with sleep? Susan and Fred. Susan and Fred had a problem with sleep. Who did Susan write to? She wrote to Dr. Ellis. She wrote, "I'm married. Every night my husband tells me when it's time for us to retire for the night." Is the couple married? Yes, they are. They are married. Are Fred and Susan married? Yes, they are. Fred and Susan are married. Who is Fred married to? Fred is married to Susan. Who is Susan married to? Susan is married to Fred. So, Fred is married to Susan, and Susan is married to Fred. They are married to each other. Fred and Susan are married to each other. To each other. Are they married to each other? Yes, they are. They are married to each other. Who is married to each other? Fred and Susan. Fred and Susan are married to each other. So, Fred is married? Yes, Fred is married. And Susan is single. No. Susan isn't single. Susan is married. She wrote, "I'm married." And who is Susan married to? To Fred. Susan is married to Fred. Fred and Susan are married to each other. Every night, Fred tells Susan when it's time to retire for the night. Every night, Fred tells Susan when it's time to retire for the night. Who tells Susan when it's time to retire for the night? Who? Fred. Fred tells Susan. When does Fred tell Susan? Every night. Every night, Fred tells Susan. Does he tell her every morning? No, of course not. He doesn't tell her every morning. He tells her every night. Who does he tell? He tells Susan. What does he tell her? He tells her when to retire for the night. Retire means rest. When to rest for the night. Or when to sleep for the night. He tells her when to sleep for the night. Does Fred tell Susan when to retire? Yes, he does. He tells Susan when to retire. Does Fred tell Susan when to work or when to retire. He tells her when to retire. Who tells Susan when to retire? Fred. Fred tells Susan when to retire. How often does Fred tell Susan to retire? Every week or every night? Every night. So how often? Every night. Every night, Fred tells Susan when to retire. When to sleep. She writes, this can be any time from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. So what did she write? Well, she wrote, this can be any time from 9:30 to 11:30. When do they go to sleep? Oh, well, anytime from 9:30 to 11:30. Do they always go to sleep at 9:30? No, not always. Sometimes, not always. Do they always go to bed at 11:30? No, not always. Maybe sometimes, but not always. They go to bed anytime from 9:30 to 11:30. Sometimes at 9:30. Sometimes at 11. Sometimes at 10. Sometimes at 11:30. Sometimes at 10:30. Every night is different. So they go to bed, they go to sleep anytime from 9:30 to 11:30. Do they go to sleep at 9? No, never. Not at 9. From 9:30 to 11:30. Between 9:30 and 11:30. Susan wrote, if I tell him that I'm ready for bed, he gets upset. When does Fred get upset? Well, he gets upset when Susan is ready for bed. Who gets upset when Susan is ready for bed? Fred. Fred gets upset when Susan tells him that she's ready for bed. Is he happy? Usually, when she is ready for bed? No, he's not happy usually. Usually, he gets upset. Is he usually happy or is he usually upset? He is usually upset. But if he's ready to get into bed, and Susan wants to finish a book she's reading, he also gets upset. Does he get upset when she wants to go to bed first? Yes. Fred gets upset when Susan wants to sleep first. Does Fred get upset when Susan wants to sleep after him? Yes. He also gets upset when Susan wants to sleep after him. When does Fred want Susan to sleep? Before him, after him, or at the same time as him? At the same time. Fred wants Susan to sleep at the same time as him. If Fred goes to sleep at 9:30, he wants Susan to go to bed at 9:30. If Fred goes to bed at 10, when does he want Susan to sleep? Also at 10, right? At the same time. If Susan sleeps before him, does he get upset? Yes, he does. If Susan sleeps before him, Fred gets upset. If Susan sleeps after him, is he happy? No, if Susan sleeps after him, he also gets upset. Susan wrote, according to him, married men and women should go to bed together, period. According to who? Well, according to Fred. In Fred's opinion. In Fred's opinion, married men and women should go to bed together. According to Fred, should married men and women sleep at the same time? Yes, exactly. According to Fred, married men and women should sleep at the same time. In Susan's opinion, should married men and women always go to bed together? In Susan's opinion. No. Not in Susan's opinion. According to Fred. Not according to Susan. According to Fred, married men and women should always go to bed together. According to Susan, should married men and women go to bed together always? No, not always. According to Susan, married men and women don't need to go to bed together always. Not always. According to Susan, not always. According to Fred, always, always together. Who thinks married men and women should always go to bed together. Fred thinks that married men and women should always go to bed together. What does Susan think? Well, according to Susan, married men and women don't need to go to bed together always. Does Fred definitely think this? 100%. Yes, he says, period, definitely, period. He says, according to him, married men and women should always go together to bed, period, 100%, definitely. Susan wrote, it is always on his timetable. What is always on his timetable? Going to bed. When they go to bed is always on Fred's timetable. Schedule. When they go to bed is always on Fred's timetable. Who decides when they go to bed? Fred. Fred decides when they go to bed. Who says when they go to bed? Fred. Fred says when they go to bed. Does Susan decide when they go to bed? Or does Fred decide when they go to bed? Fred decides. Fred decides when they go to bed. It is always on his timetable. Whose timetable is it on? Well, it's always on his timetable, Fred's timetable. Is it sometimes on his timetable? No. Is it often on his timetable? No, not really. It is always on his timetable. On his schedule. Susan wrote, needless to say, we have gone to bed angry many times. Needless to say means obviously. Obviously, we have gone to bed many times angry. Obviously, we have gone to bed angry many times. Needless to say, we have gone to bed angry many times. Is this obvious? Yes, it's obvious. Needless to say, they have gone to bed angry many times. Obviously, they have gone to bed angry many times. Did they go to bed angry one time or many times? Many. They have gone to bed angry many times. Many times in the past and also now. Do they still go to bed angry many times now? Yes, they still go to bed angry many times. In the past, many times, and now. So we say have gone. Have gone because it happened in the past many times until now. Have gone. So they have gone to bed angry many times. Have they gone to bed happy many times? No, they haven't. They haven't gone to bed happy many times. They've gone to bed angry many times. Who has gone to bed angry many times? Fred and Susan. Fred and Susan have gone to bed angry many times. Have Fred and Susan gone to bed sad many times? Or have Fred and Susan gone to bed angry many times? Well, they have gone to bed angry many times. Who has gone to bed angry many times? Fred and Susan. Fred and Susan have gone to bed angry many times. Why? Why have they gone to bed angry many times? Well, because Fred wants them to always go to bed together. But Susan doesn't want them to always go to bed together. So, they have gone to bed angry many times. Susan wrote, "How do we figure it out without getting angry and resenting each other?" So what did she write? She wrote, "How do we figure it out without getting angry and resenting each other?" Figure it out means find an answer. Figure it out means find a solution. Figure it out means solve the problem. End the problem. Does Susan want to finish the problem? Yes, she wants to figure it out. Does she want to find an answer to this problem? Yes, she wants to find an answer to this problem. She wants to figure it out. Who wants to figure it out? Susan. Susan wants to figure it out. Does Fred want to figure it out? No, unfortunately, no. Fred doesn't want to figure it out. Susan wants to figure it out. Does Fred want to find an answer? No, he doesn't. Fred doesn't want to find an answer. Who wants to figure it out? Susan. Susan wants to figure it out. Who doesn't want to figure it out? Fred. Fred doesn't want to figure it out. Does Susan want to figure it out and get angry? No. She wants to figure it out without getting angry. Susan wants to figure out the problem without getting angry. Does she want to resent Fred? No, she doesn't want to resent Fred. Does she want Fred to resent her? No, she doesn't want Fred to resent her. Resent means angry about the past. Not now. Not now so much. Angry about something in the past. Is Susan angry about this problem in the past? Yes, she is. She's angry about this problem in the past. She resents Fred. Is she also angry now? Yes, she is. She's angry now at Fred, and she resents Fred. She resents him about the past. She's angry, and she resents him. Does Susan want to resent Fred? No, she doesn't want to resent him. Does she resent him? Yes, she resents him. But she doesn't want to resent him. Susan doesn't want to resent Fred. And she doesn't want Fred to resent her. She wrote, "How do we figure it out without getting angry and resenting each other?" So, Susan wants to find an answer. Finally, she wrote, "Tired of being tired, Des Moines, Iowa." Tired of being tired is her nickname for this letter. Right? Not her real name, obviously. It's not her real name. It's her nickname just for this letter. Tired of being tired. Now, what town is Susan from? Des Moines. She's from Des Moines. What state is she from? Iowa. Susan is from Iowa. What country is she from? America. United States of America. USA. She's from America. Is she from Germany or is she from America? She's from America. Susan is from America. And what town is she from? She's from Des Moines. Susan is from Des Moines. Is Fred also from Des Moines? Yes, he is. Fred is also from Des Moines. They are both from Des Moines. Which state is Des Moines in? Des Moines is in Iowa. Is Iowa a state or is Iowa a town? Iowa is a state. And Des Moines, what is Des Moines? What is Des Moines? Des Moines is a town. What country is Des Moines in? America. Des Moines is in America. Okay, that is all of the Sweet Dreams mini story. Read the vocabulary, read the text, and listen to this story many times. Okay, see you next time. Bye.